Those of us who are old enough to remember July 20th, 1969, have looked at the moon somewhat differently since then. It was on that fateful Sunday night, 43 years ago, that Neil Armstrong climbed down that ladder in the Sea of Tranquility and made that amazing giant leap for mankind. Armstrong's death at the age of 82 might make us pause and reflect on the importance of being first. Most of us also recognize the name Buzz Aldrin. He was the second man to climb down that ladder on July 20th. Hands up if you remember the names Pete Conrad and Alan Bean. They were the moonwalkers of Apollo 12 in November 1969. They sent back better TV pictures from the lunar surface than Neil and Buzz did, and they were in color. Alan Bean is 82, the same age as Armstrong. He became an artist after retiring from the space program in the U.S. Navy. He's the only artist to ever incorporate dust from the moon's surface onto a canvas. Pete Conrad was not so lucky. He died in the summer of 1999 after being hurt in a motorcycle accident. We don't remember much about Apollo 12, but who could forget Apollo 13 in April of 1970? Chances are Jim Lovell, Jack Swigert, and Fred Hayes would have been long forgotten by now if they'd not almost become the first Americans to die in space. The story had a miraculous happy ending, which Ron Howard captured beautifully in a terrific movie that immortalized the line, "Houston, we have a problem." 12 human beings left their footprints on the moon. Prairie writer Maureen Hunter used that phrase as the title of her play that won a Governor General's Award. Those footprints will outlive us all, but the explorers who made them will not. Let us cherish their courage and celebrate that history. I'm Roger Currie.